Arion the Monstrous? John knew that name. The prince who thought he was a dragon was one of old Nan's more gruesome tales. His little brother Bran had loved it.
The very one, though he named himself Arion Brightflame. One night, in his cups, he drank a jar of wildfire, after telling his friends it would transform him into a dragon. But the gods were kind, and it transformed him into a corpse. Not quite a year after, Kingmaker died in a battle against an outlaw lord.
John was not entirely innocent of the history of the realm. His own maester had seen to that. That was the year of the Great Council, he said. The lords passed over Prince Arion's infant son and Prince Daeron's daughter and gave the crown to Aegon.
Yes and no. First, they offered it quietly to Aemon, and quietly he refused. The gods meant for him to serve, not to rule, he told them. He had sworn a vow and would not break it, though the High Septon himself offered to absolve him. Well, no sane man wanted any blood of Arians on the throne, and Darren's girl was a lackwit besides being female, so they had no choice but to turn to Aemon's younger brother, Aegon, the fifth of his name. Aegon the Unlikely, they called him, born the fourth son of a fourth son.